You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, Matt Hart, global innovator, joins us yet again in studio today. Needs to adjust his mic a little bit up, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. Kia ora, Joel. Kia ora, Evie.
Kia ora.
Nice to be here.
We were just talking about what we did on Waitangi Day and over the weekend and stuff like that.
And we were also talking, which we do talk about next week. I'm curious to know more about Laneway. That was starting to be a good chat.
Yes, yes. You could go on and on and on about Laneway. We love Laneway. It was a lot of fun.
So much to say about it, but that's not what we're talking about
today.
We're
not talking about that today. We're not. We're talking about AI and
Well, I thought last week, was really curious for me, Joel, last week, we were talking about AI and started to explore it. And you were honest enough to say you don't know much about it. And you don't really use it.
No, I don't.
Now,
really.
From my point of view, I think we have to make this a really important topic to explore, because what we're living through, and what lots of other people will talk about, but and will say, is that we are sort of living through a second industrial revolution.
Mm.
If the first one was about manual power, so you know the idea of labor and productivity. Before the Industrial Revolution and machines and fossil fuel powered machines, it was all about how much you could do with your strength and your thinking capacity, but mainly strength, right, in a day,
yeah,
a productive day. Then machines came along and took what one person could do and amplified it to 1,000, 10,000, exponential impact about what one person could do sitting on a machine. Well, we're living through that again as a cognitive revolution. And so productivity sort of peaked, and there's lots of thoughts that it peaked because we just couldn't do any more with the bandwidth we have and the physical machinery of what we have. So where do we go next? Where's that stack going? The direction of that is the cognitive power.
Yeah.
And starting to liberate us to do more with what we've got, again, by these incredibly intelligent, sophisticated machines.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I sort of think that, you know, if you think about the Industrial Revolution, someone coming along with a machine and there were the naysayers going, no, we don't need those, I'm still going to do my thing. How that's arrived at today is this idea of artisanal crafts.
Mm.
So there's still those human aspects of a human crafting a pot or a beautiful blanket or something. But there's machines that can make 1,000, 10,000 of those a day, so you get that differential. We're going to have the same that's going to happen here. And so if we don't adopt it, explore it, use it, understand it, some of us will be left behind because it is here to stay and it is going to take off.
Yeah.
So I was really curious to explore with you today, and maybe we could explore some really easy ways to get into it.
Right, okay.
You up for that?
Okay, yeah.
And about what it might mean for you guys in terms of a cognitive lift, like an outsourced helper, which at the first degree of using AI is how you start using it.
Mm.
It's almost like a Google search behavior. Hey, I'm looking for something. Google search used to surface some options.
Yeah.
Or here's a task. That first introduction to it is I have a task, a mental task, something coming up that I want to prepare for.
Mm.
So you boot up Claude, you boot up OpenAI, whatever happens to be one of the bigger machines that are free to use. You've got a little search bar there and you start talking to it.
Mm.
And it can start to help you.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of instances that I think you guys would think about in terms of prepping for the show, exploring a subject.
Mm.
You used to be able to do all that or have to do all of that in terms of manual research. It's now at your fingertips.
Mm.
And so then the question becomes, well, how do I use it really well? So should we explore that a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because sure. You too aren't like you have a lot of these hustle jobs in terms of internships and editing and audio, etc.
Evie's very busy.
But if you need to research for a show or there's a subject you want to know more about, how do you do it currently?
Honestly, I'm just trawling the news all the time. I guess, you know, because I'm always working in the news, so I'm always trawling the news and reading articles and watching things. But when you were talking, I was like, he makes a really good point. I could literally go onto one of these AI things and type in the topic that I wanted to talk about.
I was telling Joel last week.
And it would give me
if you go into Google Notebook.
Yeah.
If you sign up to Google and use it to serve your email or whatever, because of DeepSeek and all of that, they're now giving these elegant tools away for free. So you could log into Google Notebook. You could say, I'm currently researching these 4 or 5, 10 feeds of news that I want to understand. Within 1 to 2 minutes, it'll turn it into a 30-minute podcast that you can take away and listen to and educate you deeply in terms of insightfully analysing it, giving you the knowledge you need around those subjects on your behalf.
Crazy.
We did talk about that last week. I do like that.
That is mental.
Idea. Yeah.
But in terms of user, let's say you're just using GPT. That's the one most people know about.
Yeah,
most people like, open up gpt.com and there's a search window there. There's two really great things you can do to use it. So one is, It used to be you'd have to go and do an AI scripting. How do I script the perfect question to ask this machine to surface something? They've now progressed so far. Just talk to it from your authentic self. But be polite. So there's research now going that if you go, hey, I'm doing this, thanks so much for helping me, cheers, it will give you a better response than if you try and script and code your script. So just talk to it in a human way and you will get a really great response. And then in terms of broad into more, you know, distilled, trying to get deep into the domain, ask it to give you the top 10 responses to that. And it will go within seconds, brrr, right? There's 10 of them. Choose the one you really like, lift that out and start exploring on that. That is the best way to get going with these things. So Joel, you could go, I've got an interview with X coming up. I want to know more about it. I want to know more about them. What's it doing? I want to, you know, quickly get myself up to speed. Give me 10 examples of that thing. It'll give them to you. You pick the best, then you riff on that. That's how to start using these things. So you can use them as a preparatory cognitive lift, a quick knowledge summary. You can use it to brainstorm ideas. They're not very good, but they're a great starting place. You can use it to analyze. And soon we will get into, like, you could literally produce very quickly your own producer agent.
My concern is, like, obviously with news and everything that we cover, we have to, like, fact check that everything that we're covering is 100% correct.
Sure.
So if we were to do this list, how would you know that everything that AI is giving you has been fact checked, is this and that and all that stuff?
You don't.
Right.
It's just blunt. We could get into the nuance of it, but in a word, you don't. You've got to trust yourself or then go and find those sources. Or you start asking to it, give me those sources.
So you would use it more so as like a tool to kind of guide your research, guide your journalism, rather than just letting it kind of do all the work for yourself.
Yeah. If you're feeding it links, so you can give it links to start to go, hey, I'm interested in this area and here's some examples of things I'm really interested in. Give it the links, give it the link to the YouTube, to the article or whatever. It will take those and then start to look for where else it knows around that and start to make some connections.
Okay.
So you can direct it and use it that way. So you're almost using it in what's called an agentic way.
Okay.
It becomes an agent on your behalf to do what it is you're trying to do.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Because I feel like, I mean, obviously, even I don't really use AI a whole lot, so we're a little bit, we don't know too much about it and what it's capable of and this and that. So, and I feel like with a lot of people, we would have our sort of concerns about what AI can do. But I think when you phrase it that way, it is a very, it can be a very useful tool to guide, I mean, our journalism, I guess, and sort of anything really.
Oh, yeah.
Even like a shopping list or anything.
Anything. Recipes. You can do it to anything like that. But I think what it does is it accelerates that prep work. And it can accelerate and help you analyze the after effects. So, you know, we've used it in sessions where we're in the creative domain, we're meeting a lot of people, we're understanding it. I get the people, I get the team to audio record those, tell them it's private, confidential. Then we feed those audios into an engine that will transcribe those audios. And then you go analyze those audios and pull out some key quotes and give me the insight.
And we
as
do
a starting place. That's incredible.
We have actually used that with some of the articles we produce on our website. Is we use a similar sort of service where we record of our interviews, put it online at 95bfm.com, and then we'll use this service to kind of have it in written form. So it means pulling quotes
so
and this and that.
Transcribe them.
I mean, obviously with certain things, like obviously we use a lot of te reo Māori in our stories, and that can only really understand the US English accent more so than other accents, I would say. But I think there's definitely room for that to evolve into all sorts, really.
I think my point, what we're exploring, is that I heard someone say something really fantastic that said there's going, it's not about the misuse of it. So, you know, university schools, et cetera, getting really worried about kids using it. It's about the missed use of it because it's going to be a thing. It's going to impact us all. It's going to have radical impacts. I think the more we get familiar with using it in these ways and seeing how it can help us, becomes just an experiment.
Perfect.
Currently.
Not to cut you off, Matt,
no, that's
but
good.
We do have 1 minute before the show ends.
Yeah.
So thank you, Matt, for joining us on
the
show.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you next week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.